Welcome to Defined by Moments. As today's beliefs and behaviors determine who we become tomorrow, this moment, right now, is how we learn to live better so that we can lead better. Now, let's turn it over to Dr. Joel Medley for today's lesson from God's Word.
I really hope that you have been enjoying Proverbs for Leaders. And for me especially, I have truly enjoyed these last three and love this final conclusion to these 30 wise sayings that Solomon has for his son. So just by way of reminder, if we go back to Proverbs chapter 22, you will see that Solomon really tells his son three things. Number one, he wants him to listen to these wise sayings. Number two, he wants him to learn from these wise sayings. But most importantly, number three, he wants him to live these wise sayings. So as we have moved through the latter part of Proverbs 22 and all of Proverbs 23, and last time we covered part of Proverbs 24, now we get to the final eight. So the last eight of these wise sayings that Solomon has for his son. And they start in Proverbs chapter 24, verses 8 and 9. So this is the 23rd wise saying. Solomon writes, "Whoever plans to do evil will be called a schemer. The devising of folly is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to mankind." This statement really hurts. It's personal and it stings. But the summary here is simple. You have earned what people think of you. Think about that. You have earned what people think of you. In the context here, Solomon is talking about someone that is a thinker, that they are a planner, and that they are an implementer of evil. So it's not that they're bringing good to others, they're doing the exact opposite. But what is awful here is where it talks about how the scoffer, the one that does these things, is an abomination to mankind, is a scourge, is a plague, is something that is awful for others to have to deal with. But why is that? It's because of their actions. It's because of their choices. It goes back to the statement, you have earned what others think of you. If people don't respect you, then what have you done to earn that lack of respect? If people would follow you into battle when it looks like it's a lost cause, then what have you done to earn that loyalty and that confidence that they have in you? So his 23rd statement is a powerful one. So let's look at the 24th statement that's just in one verse. Verse 10. If you faint in the day of adversity, then your strength is small. As I was pondering this one, I loved how this ended up being somewhat alliterated, but your quality is determined by your quit. You know, he says if you faint when things get tough, if you fall away, if you stop, then you're not strong. The question that I would ask you is, what does it take to stop you? What is it? You know, one of my children, I love their absolute desire to learn. But when they have to start to apply that learning and things don't go as perfectly as they want, well, the natural inclination is, well, I'm not going to do that. I'm only going to do things that I'm good at. Well, that is really narrowing a level of expertise. You know, I had a conversation with a teenager one time, and they told me, it's like, you know what, I want to be as good with a bow and have the archery skills that you do. Well, I asked one simple question. How much time do you practice? Oh, I don't. It's like, why not? Because I'm not good at it. It's like, well, if you want to get to the level of skill that I have, then you need to be putting as many hundreds of thousands of arrows downrange that I have. If you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. You know, when we go through pain, when we struggle, like when we work out and we tear muscles and then we're sore the next day, that pain is just a reminder that we're alive. You know, the thing that about this, you know, when we see this verse or when we take that summary that your quality is determined by your quit, this is just not a neat little quote. It's not like, oh, that's kind of cool. No, it is a challenge for us to live. And Solomon is giving that to his son. You've earned what people think of you. And the quality that you have is determined by your quit. They watch you. If you quit when things get difficult, then you're going to earn the reputation that they offer. So statement number 25 is in verses 11 and 12. Rescue those who are being taken away to death. Hold back those who are stumbling to the slaughter. If you say, behold, we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts perceive it? Does not he who keeps watch over your soul know it? Will he not repay a man according to his work? This is kind of a tough passage to look at, but the summary that I think applies is that looking the other way is as much of a choice as is seeing a need and helping the need. Think of the New Testament parable that Jesus told of the Good Samaritan, where this guy is on his way somewhere and he's beaten up by robbers and left on the road bleeding and broken. Three individuals come by. Two of them are religious that surely they would have stopped to help him, but they didn't. And then along comes this Samaritan who would have been despised by Jews, who would not have wanted anything to do with him. But he helps this guy. He pays for him to be able to stay in an inn and be nursed back to health. Why he could not look the other way. And I love the way that Solomon lays this out, where he goes, if you just simply go, hey, I didn't know. Well, you had the opportunity to know, but did you take it? So clearly, if you see a need, then maybe God has placed you there to meet that need. Don't just simply look the other way. Wise saying number 26 is verses 13 and 14. Solomon comes back to this familial reference where he addresses his son. He goes, my son, eat honey, for it is good, and the drippings of the honeycomb are sweet to your taste. Know that wisdom is such to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Three simple words, folks. Feed your soul. You know, I love honey. My wife, whenever she buys it, has to hide it. Otherwise, I will be like Winnie the Pooh, and next thing you know, I have honey everywhere because I just love that taste. But the question that I have to turn to you in feeding your soul, we're really good at feeding our bellies. We're really good at feeding our appetites, but are we good at feeding our souls? Are we seeking wisdom? Are we looking for opportunities to reflect and to grow from our experiences? Solomon says that if you do that, wisdom to your soul will be a future, and you will always, always have hope. You know, we often think about adding things into our life. Or we'll be going through a difficult time. It's like, man, I just wish this day was over. And we start wishing our life away. If we're truly feeding our soul, then what we're going to be doing, we're going to be adding life to our years instead of just adding sweetness into our diets. And one of those is clearly more important. Number 27, wise saying here is in verses 15 and 16. Solomon says, lie not in wait as a wicked man against the dwelling of the righteous. Do no violence to his home. For the righteous man falls seven times and rises again, but the wicked stumble in his calamity. You know, this statement right here is another one. It's a short one, three words. Choices have consequences. You know, the righteous man falls, but what is his choice? He gets back up. And he continues to move forward. And this is a corollary in verses 15 and 16. If we go back to verse 10, where if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small. But the opposite to that is the wicked man stumbles. When the difficulty hits, they fall. Your choices have consequences. Why do the righteous fall but get back up? Well, it's because they haven't plotted evil. It's because they have chosen wisdom. It's because they have decided that, you know what, I'm not going to quit. And they are, by these choices, they're earning the reputation that they have. What is the name of this podcast? Defined by Moments. That is the power here. Our tagline is that how you live determines how you lead. And we very clearly see here that your choice to live a certain way has a certain consequence. If you don't like the consequence, then change the choice. Solomon is being very clear to his son with the decisions that he needs to make. Wise saying number 28 is in verses 17 and 18. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and be displeased and turn his anger away from him. One of the things that we said earlier on is that not everyone that is nice to you really likes you. This is the opposite of that. If you have one of those individuals that is struggling or that is not nice to you, guess what? Your responsibility is simply put this way. Hope for the best for all people. Your enemies, hope for the best. What did the Apostle Paul do when he was in prison? He prayed for the individuals that imprisoned him. If you are happy when others fall and when others get hurt, then you have a heart problem. What that simply means is then you're not wise. You're being foolish because you're missing the opportunity to be able to show them something different. So hope for the best of all people. Wise saying number 29, almost done, is in verses 19 and 20. Fret not yourself because of evildoers, and be not envious of the wicked, for the evil man has no future, and the lamp of the wicked will be put out. The summary statement here is get your focus right to keep your present right. Now, verse 19 says, fret not, don't worry, don't struggle because of evildoers, don't envy them. We've already heard this. But Solomon needs to say this again. Why? Verse 20, for the evil man has no future, and the lamp of the wicked will be put out. They may look like they're winning, but they have no future beyond what is here and now in this life. But if you go back to chapter 1 and verse 7, if you fear the Lord, if you have put your trust in Him, your future is immeasurably better than your present. A pastor of a church that our family attended for many years, just about every message that he presented to the church body, this statement made its way into that message. And it truly is a statement that fit his life. And his statement was this: as long as you've got Jesus, there's a better day ahead. And that's what Solomon is saying, is get your focus right. He's coming to the end of this list of 30 sayings, and he's going, get your focus right. If you're looking and focusing on the right things, then your present will also be right. It'll be much more clear. In his last stating, the 30th of these wise sayings is concluded by him coming back to this term of endearment where he speaks to his son and says, my son, fear the Lord and the King, and do not join with those who do otherwise, for disaster will arise suddenly from them, and who knows the ruin that will come from them both. As we've gone through all of these different 30 statements, we come to the final one, where Solomon says, respect and follow the true authority. And that real, true authority is fearing the Lord. We talked about it, you know, as this has been mentioned before in these 30 wise sayings, but Solomon really saves the best for last. Because wisdom comes from the Lord. And if wisdom comes from the Lord, then we need to fear Him. We need to respect Him. We need to have a reverence for Him that translates into a life that lives for Him. So we need to contrast this with what we saw immediately before. Those that were evildoers, they have no future. Why? Because they don't fear the Lord. They're foolish. This is the contrast that we see all throughout the book of Proverbs, and he really makes it clear. He focuses it almost like you would with a magnifying glass to focus a ray of sunlight to be able to burn a leaf. He makes it clear his intent. that the real authority of our lives, it's not us. It's not our wants. It's not our desires. It's the one that created wisdom. The same one that created this earth, this universe, that created time. The same one that existed beyond all of those things. And if we're going to feed our soul can only be fed by the one that created the soul. This is how Solomon brings all of these 30 sayings together. I've already said it in this episode. And I said it in the last episode, and I do it so many times in this Proverbs for Leaders because it goes back to the thesis that Solomon lays out. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. If you want true knowledge, if you want true wisdom, if you want to find truth, it starts with an attitude of awe toward the Lord, where you admire Him, and that leads you to act in such a way that others admire not you, but admire Him. This is the aspect where Solomon truly wraps this up for us. That if you fear the Lord, and if you respect the true authority, then guess what's going to happen? Then your focus is going to be right. If your focus is right, then regardless of whether you have been wronged, you're going to hope for the best of all people. Why? Because you're going to understand that choices have consequences, and you want to make sure that you choose right. Because by choosing right, you're feeding your soul. And if you're feeding your soul, then you're going to be looking for ways to be able to help others who are struggling with their souls and with their needs. And you're going to get tired, you're going to get frustrated, you're going to be worn out, but you know what? You know that if you quit, it's going to diminish the quality of who you are. Because ultimately, it comes back to you've earned what other people think of you. If you have not followed along what I just did, we have gone through these last 8. And if you look back and work your way back through every single one of these are built upon one another. Solomon concludes this by stacking a huge column of wisdom. And all you have to do is stop, stand there, and reflect upon it and ponder it for your life. Why? Because if Solomon was to stand here and address both you and I, he would look at us with a smile on his face and say, I want you to listen to me. I want you to learn these wise sayings from me. But most importantly, my friends, I want you to live them out so that others will see the truth in your life. Thank you for listening to Defined by Moments, where we discuss topics showing how we live determines how we lead. Hope to have you back in the not-too-distant future, and you take care.